God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Thy will, not mine, be done. So thank you for allowing me to lead you through that. And so with that, I would just like to say the set-aside prayer, that God, please set aside everything I think I know about doing a welcoming speech, everything I think I know about my program, about my food, about the literature, and especially about you, God, so that I may have a new experience and new ideas about this opening talk, about the literature, about my food, and especially about you, God. So this is going to be a talk. Viviana will be coming up in a moment, and I just wanted to let us all welcome her. She's from Caracas, Colombia. She's come all the way from Colombia to share with us this morning. And so I'm just going to read our anonymity, like our abstinence, is a treasured possession. We ask the help of our guests, especially those representing the press or broadcasting media, in protecting the anonymity of all members present or mentioned here today. We hope you hear something at this meeting which you can take away with you and use. We respectfully request, however, that you eliminate any mention of names in reference to members of Overeaters Anonymous, and that no unauthorized pictures be taken. This session is being recorded and will not be edited. Anyone wishing to remain anonymous should use a fictitious name. So Two Hatters, OA members affiliated with related facilities or other anonymous programs, are requested to speak only to their recovery program in OA and functions to and at OA functions, to avoid implying endorsement of any outside enterprise by OA as a whole. We also ask that you not record any workshop with cell phones or any other type of recording equipment. And let's make sure. Thanks to Bev for bringing up Sally's equipment, all the recording equipment. So thank you for doing that service. Is Bev in here? Oh, thanks, Bev, for bringing that up. That's a big service. And I just wanted to share a quote that came to me from page 55 in the Big Book, thanks to one of our panel speakers that was here last night. It just came to mind that if our testimony helps sweep away prejudice, it enables you to think honestly, encourages you to search diligently within yourself, then if you wish, you can join us on the broad highway. With this attitude, we cannot fail. So I'm glad we're all connected here this morning. And with that, please everyone give Viviana a warm welcome.
Okay. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
This is a big challenge for everybody, not only for me, for you too, because I don't have enough words in English to say my thoughts, my feelings, everything. My name is Viviana Guerrero. I was born in Colombia, in Bogota, but now I am living in Venezuela, in Caracas. Most of you may, I think, realize that our situation is so hard now. We have bad times now, but we are doing our best. We are trying to maintain our abstinence, to maintain our fellowship. Difficult, because when you don't have anything, it's difficult to maintain your abstinence. And I mean, nothing is not only food. Nothing. You know, you don't have freedom to for nothing, and this is difficult. But we are all together, and of course we lost a lot of our people because they emigrate to other countries and other places. But we are all together connect, and I think this is the way that God has to teach us different things. Okay, I have 30 minutes. I think it's a lot of time, but I will try. Okay, my topic today is step three, and I want to share with you that this is my favorite issue in the program, because for me, my spiritual awakening, it was not suddenly issue. I needed work a lot on it. It takes me maybe 16 years next 25th of September to understand and to get here. I think I have a new life, absolutely. And now I am enjoying this new relationship with not my higher power. Today, he is God for me. And, okay. I want to have maybe a little more 5 minutes to tell you my story. And then we can share about step three. I met the program in Bogota, but I was living in Medellin. It's another city in Colombia. Big city, maybe 3 million of people. But Bogota is the capital, and I usually work in logistics. Now I am pensioned, thanks God, but in this moment I was travel a lot and just working in logistics. And you know, logistics is the right thing and the right moment with the right price, with the right quality, and it was me. And not anymore. I am retired of this world, thanks God. And with fresh fruit. I work with fresh fruits. No, horrible. Okay. Okay. And one day I read in a newspaper in Bogota. This is a national newspaper. But I was in my plane and I read this total page. One long page in a newspaper of national circulation, whatever. They said that there is some people who never stop thinking of food, and it was me. I was fat. I was obese, but I didn't realize that I was obese. I think my self-esteem is high because I was high, but I never realized that I was obese. And I have in this moment maybe 210 pounds, and it doesn't make sense for me thinking me as a fat person, a big person, no? But this thinking and thinking and thinking about food all days, I think it's not normal, but in this moment. I went to my first meeting there in Bogota, and these people spoke about all of the things that I had in my mind, but I never shared with anybody. And I said, this is my place. And when I went to Medellin, my city, I was the blessed, no, I had the blessed to have a meeting in 7 blocks of my house. And I said, okay, God, I understood. And I really worked the program. I worked the program for my first 5 years with the intention to learn the program to control my thinking. And it worked. I really got this control in 5 years. It was fantastic. I just used the tools, and I worked the steps with a high intentions that control myself, and it worked. I maintain my lost weight. I lost 110, maybe, with this work, just using the tools and working the steps. And maybe, I don't remember if I have sponsors. I don't remember that in this moment, but I had a sponsor. Okay. And I belong the rock star of my countries. all of the countries that speak Spanish in Latin America, they have me. They have me. And I really enjoy this part of my time. I really enjoy it because I am here in Spanish, no? In Spanish. And I always have the teacher, like cátedra. You have this word? Cátedra? No. When you say the other people what you do, what should you do?
Mentor.
Sponsor. Mm. No, okay, doesn't work. That's enough. Okay, it's like I belong the example to follow. And I never thought that it was dangerous. Just I did. Okay. In one of these cities in Colombia, little cities, Bucaramanga, they have a workshop in 2005, and they invite me to be the keynote speaker. And at the end of this workshop, someone from AA, who belongs to OA2, he said me that I am doing wrong. And I said, why? You are crazy. I am teeny and I am power. And he said, you are not happy. And if this program is to be happy, to enjoy life, no control anything, it's just enjoy. And I really didn't believe the things that he said in this moment, but now I understand that. In this moment, no. I had a financial broken in 2007. I lost everything and I moved to live with my mother. And I think I have my daughter, 23. Now she is not a child, but in this moment, yes, and that moment. And when I was living with my mother, I understand many things that I was teaching to people in OA, like, oh my God, this is the moment to apply this knowledge. Okay. Then I was moved to live with my father and applied all of the things too. But the thing is, I relapsed in this trying to apply the knowledge, and I lost the control. And this is just not my life anymore. This is their lives, and I need to respect their spaces. And okay, finally, I came back to it again, and I gained all of this weight loss, 110 plus 14. Pounds more. When I was teenager, I was diagnosed as NASH. I don't know if you know this illness. It's a special condition of the liver. It's non-cirrhotic, steatotic, something like that. But the problem is we cannot eat sugar, we cannot eat fat, and we cannot eat drink alcohol. Okay, but I don't want to stop there. It's just I was diagnosed when I was 21, but it never affected me in my life. But when I was in this relapse, I gained all of these 124 pounds in short time and with a lot of fat and a lot of chocolate. And it absolutely damaged the liver. And the people with NASH, we don't have the opportunity to have transplants, because no, they said no. Okay, in this moment, I really don't understood the dangers, because it's so crazy. In that moment, I tried to start over again, my life, my financial, my daughter, everything. And God has plans. And I was living in, remember, in Medellin, and Region 8, I have from Region 8. And Region 8 had their assembly, like you, Region 3, Region 8, their assembly in Medellin in 2011. And they need, I mean, the people, the intergroup, need someone to pick the visitor up to the airport, and they need someone to speak in English to try to say welcome to these people. And it was the starting point in my real program. I have all of this knowledge. I have all of this experience, bad experience, good experience, everything. But I need something else. Something else. And this was my something else. They gave me a banner with OA. Remember the?
Yeah.
Okay. And I just have this banner in the gates of the airport, and I receive 120 maybe Floridian, Tennessee, Louisiana, Atlanta, Georgia, Arkansas, Mississippi, Dominican Republic, Ecuador, everything, everywhere. And I have with this banner, and I have all of these hugs, but with a lot of scare. Yeah, because I don't know if you know, but Medellin is the home of Pablo Escobar. And these people came there for us to carry the message to these monkey people in our country. Yeah, because it's the truth. Some of people think that we are in the forest. But it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. It's okay, it's okay, it's okay. The thing is, they were for me. And when I listen all of these stories, I said, oh my God, I want to have that. I have to have this courage to go anywhere to help people. I said, okay, God, I think we need a new training. Yeah? But with another intentions. No because me, no because, okay. Okay, finally in this assembly they need translators. Yeah, they have a company that they have translated. But some of us, we have problem with listening, and I was in this assembly listening, all of these sharings, all of these business issues, I mean the business of OA. And I feel in my place. I say, oh my God, thanks God, I am here. I am in my place. And I listen for first time in my life. It's November from 2011, the doctor's opinion. And you said, I met the program in 2001. But I listen carefully this doctor opinion in 2011, just because someone from Region A, from Orlando, she told us her experience with the literature. Okay, let me tell you a little experience. Each year, all the region chairs visiting one region. Today we are here. I mean, the other region chairs are. We are here because we usually visit one region for a year, and region 3 is our host this year. But in 2011, all the region chairs visiting Medellin. I said, pa, 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 pa. And one of the region chairs worked with the literature committee, worldwide literature committee. She lived. Now, yes, now she is living in London, but in this moment she said something another thing that changed my life in this time is, she said, she was explaining us the license procedure, the license for the literature, and we know, you know, we are Latino people, and this license for what? And but she explained for 40 minutes. The procedures. It's London people. Absolutely structured, absolutely clear, da da da. At the end, she said, okay, friends, until today, you did that you want. Because from today, you know how should you do things. See? It's true. Because when you know nothing, you can whatever you want. You can do whatever you want, but now We have the procedures. We have the license. Okay, in English, but we have it. We need to understand that this is different things, different ways to things too. Okay. Finally, I understood that just because I am so crazy, I need more medicine. And my more medicine is this service. You understand? This is my medicine. Some people say, what are you doing there? You don't speak English. But the thing is, I need to be here. I need to be with you. I need to learn things about you and carry the message to my people and try to don't interfere with the message. Just translate. No think. No. I don't want your opinion. Just translate and allow God do his job. And this is my service now. I was elected as region chair, and this is another joke. In 2015, I need to learn all of these rubber rules. We don't have that in our countries, but I learned a lot, and we are learning in our countries. Maybe not the rubber rules. Maybe this is not the thing that we need, but the structure, the listen, pros, cons, and then discuss, and then listen, discuss. This is like we are in a new world, yeah? And this is our experience now. I get my abstinence with service. Okay, no, I had my abstinence from 2010, but this clean abstinence, this different abstinence, because service. Because when I have the requirements to get elected as a region chair, I need to maintain these requirements. Yes, I need to maintain this condition to do it. And when I learn all of these things about the recovery, the life, the recovery life from you, I said, the people in recovery, I want to maintain these connections. Yeah, and this, the only way that I can do that is with service. But to do in service, I need to maintain my condition of recovery. And this is like my truth. This is my truth for you. This is my big challenge every day. Okay. As region chair, I am working so hard to try to don't confuse people with the English, because it's a responsibility. It's a responsibility, but for me it's a more problem because my perfectionism, and God is taking me to you know, for saving money, we try always to stay with people, with OA people, not with hotels. Oh my God. Okay. But it's quickly. But the thing is, just it's God thing. When I am with someone, this someone is the person that I need in this moment. And if I need someone to review my script, or if I need someone to help me with anything, I always have this person beside me. And this is like a little detail from God. Like I said, okay, God, I understand you perfectly, because I am this perfectly person, and he is the same. And we share this little perfect details in my life. For example, immigration process is difficult. I am Colombian, Venezuelan, and I am traveling here not to work, because I am not working. But how can I explain it to the immigration with this bad English? I said, God, please believe me. I am not working here. I don't gain any money. I just doing service. No, you are working. No, I am not working. And okay, you can give me a phone number to prove that. I said, no, I can do that. Okay, now I learn that I can ask my host that if I can give her number to the immigration. But some of the hosts say, I don't want to do that. And this is like everyday challenges, but God is with me always, always. Okay, this was my story. Now I need to share with you quickly my third step. But I think I don't need to speak a lot about it because you feel it. Yeah? You feel it. And let me tell about the Latin America culture, religious. I'm not lesbian, but I love another woman. I mean, I don't like women, but I love another woman. And I am absolutely falling in love with my wife. She's my wife now. And in my country, I am in the hell. I am a sinner in my country. Sinner? Yeah? Someone so bad. And my mother is a missionary of the Holy Mary, Catholic. And she said to me one day, she said to me, I am so worried because you will not have heaven. She said that. And I said, I think, ma'am, don't worry because this is not your decision. The decision is God. But this is our challenge continually. My wife is a gynecologist. Another problem, because we need to understand that she has this big responsibility with her patients, and we need to maintain our anonymity. Yeah, with this, and this is our challenge. Okay, but this is the history. The story about religious in our countries is like difficult for us. But the real problem with us is we need to be so good to deserve the God love. And this is since we were a child. We need to be absolutely properly behaviors, like so as in my I pray with it. Always, because it was my tradition. And when you try, and this was my starting point in issues with faith, is I really had always a relationship with God, but not a good relationship. Yeah, like, I always need something else to stay in front of him. And I really knew a loving God always, but I didn't realize that until now. Until I can see my past and say, oh my God, you always was there. Yeah? Anyway, we're there. I have, for example, one of my beautiful things in my life, I have a nanny. I had a nanny. And she was an indigenous, Colombian indigenous, Native American, not in Colombian. And she was in the delivery because my mother is anorexic, she is active in her anorexic, and she always complained a lot. And when the moment of the delivery, nobody believed that she is delivering. And my nanny was there. And she was my godmother, too. And she is dead now. But she was like my God, my first God. She always tell me stories in her lap here. And when I sing in God, I sing here, like, don't worry. Everything is okay. And now it's like my God. Yeah, like these images. And the other thing that I want to share with you about the faith is the role of food in this relationship with God. Just because, you know, I don't know what is the word for that, but is In Spanish we said la zanahoria y el garrote, the carrot and the stick. Yes, this was for me the food, because my relationship with God is like, remember, so good. I always try to motivate myself to have this relationship with a carrot or with a stick. Yeah, and this was the food, exactly. Or I eat more than I need to try to maintain myself on track, or I eat a lot to feel so guilty and lost my relationship with God. It was all my story, all the time. But what happened that? No, what caused the change? What is the origin of the change? Change? Yeah. Of my new life. It's like, and this is so difficult to explain, because all of this relationship with God, it was be the same. But now I realize that I am not the strong that I usually are, or that I usually believe that I am. Yeah, it's like suddenly, step by step, I realize that all of this self-sufficiency is God in me, but this is not true. This is different. I am so weak. You said, with you? No. Yeah. I am a weak person. I always cut my fingers when I am so nervous, and I blow this in my fingers. But I don't realize that until I have the blood in my computer. It's like I have a mind very complicated. Yeah. Okay. But God is showing constantly, with little details, with little perfect details that I can understand that He is present. And now this is my God. My God is, like you said, my higher power, inner present. Always whispering in my ears. Okay. The other thing that it means difference is Work the steps. I need to take all of the 12 steps to have these feelings. Let me speak about feelings, because this is not the low knowledge. Remember that I told you my first time in OIS knowledge. Knowledge about faith, knowledge about hope, knowledge about everything. But when I finished all of the steps, I realized that this is not knowledge. We need to put these things here and feeling, and feel free to feeling, and feel free to lose things. And okay, well, this is my passion coming. Okay, works the steps. How I work the steps? Remember the guy por allá in Bucaramanga who said me that you are doing wrong? He taught me a way that he works the step with her, with his sponsees, and is here. Yeah? It's here. But I never use it. When I use it, that when one of my sponsees asked for help, and I tried to help her, and I couldn't do nothing because she was so crazy like me, and I tried to understand her and help her, and he, my crazy friend in Bucaramanga, he said that, well, it's page 45. Well, that's exactly what this book is about. Its main object is to enable you to find a power greater than yourself, which will solve your problem. And this was the Because it's true, I cannot solve my problem. I don't know what is my problem. I don't know. I thought that my problem was control my way of eating. But no, my problem is I always think that all is in my hands. All is in my shoulders. All is in my. But they said that if I use that, I will find a higher power who solves my problem. And this was the difference. When I tried to help this woman in Caracas, when I live, we worked together the way that this man in Bucaramanga, told me in 2005. And this is the difference. The difference was, the last one that I want to share with you is, in our countries, we think that when you said that abstinence is a grace, a grace of God, we have another, because for us, we cannot obtain something for nothing. We always work so hard for everything. And I said, no, it's not. It is not make sense for me that abstinence or recovery is a grace. No, I need to work for it. And I really work for it. Oh, my God, I am working so hard for it. But no, it is not necessary to work so hard. It's just, okay, while we are working, you are learning. And you are, like, obtaining a deeply recovery. But really, we it is not necessary to work so hard. But it's like our process. Like, in our countries, we are trying to understand that we deserve the recovery. We have our process. We respect ourselves. We don't need to follow someone. We just have the dignity of follow our rules, and this is our work today. And when I was this girl and me, we work the steps with this way. We learn a manner to work the steps with people. And in this moment, I had another awakening, different. Because always when God put in front of me a newcomer, it's like, oh my God, I can help this newcomer. But I had, in one crazy time, I had 38 sponsees working that. But the result is this new life. Yeah, it's different. I always feel that I am doing right things. Sometimes, of course, I did a mistakes. I made mistakes, but generally, in the most time, I am doing my best, and God knows that. God knows that because He is with me. Sometimes I said, "Oh my God," and I said, and this is my experience for God today. Finally, I had to say, I was prepared for 45 minutes, and I was prepared the way that we work the step three with this book. But now we don't have these 15 minutes because we changed our schedule. But if you want to learn how we work our step three, I am here until tomorrow, and I will try to explain you in another moment.
Thank you so much, Viviana, for your testimony and your shares. We're grateful for your energy and your heart. Thank you. We're going to take some questions for Viviana right now. If anyone has a share or questions at this time, Jim, do you have the microphone set up? Well, then why don't we give Viviana another few minutes to run through step three? Would that be okay? Let's do that. Just a couple more minutes. Okay. And thank you for bringing your big book. It makes me very happy to see that. Okay.
Okay. It's the will of God. Okay. When you have, this is our way. You know, it's totally free. Okay. It says in page 60, we said, our description of the alcoholic, the chapter to the agnostic, and our personal adventures before and after make clear three pertinent ideas. And in this moment, we are working all of this previous chapter. We are in the how they work is chapter 5, and until now we work the four first chapters and the doctor's opinion. Yeah, how we work? We wrote in first person, like you said, paraphrasing. Paraphrasing, okay. And I know, I remember my first sponsee with this. She said, "I need to rewrite all of the book." I said, "If you want to have this recovery, you need to rewrite all of the book." But she said, "Okay, let's see what happened." And she write paraphrasing, like you write the book. Yeah, is in Spanish we said el espíritu de la letra, is the spirit of the letters. Like try to understand what the author wanted to say. Okay, but again with this paragraph is the structure of the work. This our description of the alcoholic is in doctor opinion. There is a solution and more about the alcoholism. This is our description of the alcoholic. The chapter of agnostic, this is the fourth, and our adventure, our personal adventure. And we have an idea with that. We had an idea with that. Maybe the bill history, maybe we don't identify with the bill history, but we have all of these other histories at the end of the book, and we took all of the one of these history or all of them to try to paraphrasing and try to identify how deep my illness affect me. Yeah, and this is our work. And now we have an exam. How do you say exam? Exam. No, like quiz. A test. Now we have a test. Because we did all of this hard work rewriting the book, we have this test, and the test has three questions. Okay, this is affirmation, no question. But if you are creative, you can transform in questions. That we were alcoholic. Okay, make clear three pertinent ideas. If you write all of the things from your personal heart, you have to have clear three ideas, these three ideas. That we were alcoholic and could not manage our own lives. Second, that probably no human power could have relieved our alcoholism. And three, that God could and will and who if we were so. Okay. If you respond, if you answer correctly these three questions, you had A+. In your test. Yeah. Yeah. If not, bad news, you need to start over. But generally, when you are write all of this book until here, page 60, you can write. You can answer okay, the okay. And immediately, you said, being convinced, we were a step three. And all of these people in our country said, oh, when we did step one and what step two? Because we wrote all of this book. I say, oh, you should say it. And I was motivated. No, this was a surprise. This is our first prize. Yes. Okay. And but the thing, the beautiful thing with this exercise is, if you read carefully, you have twice that they said we are in the step three. The first one is in page 60, that we being convinced, having A plus with this distressed answer, being convinced. If not, okay, start over again until we get A plus. We were at the step three, and then in page 63. You say, we were now at step three. But what happened between page 60 and 63? You need to read it. Because this is a big difference. It takes me 15 years to have these two pages. 15. Because the first, I was convinced I have a problem, but I really didn't know what is my problem. Now, yes, I know. But when I finally discover my problem, now, what is 63? Now, we were now at step three. Hey, and now we can do the work. And the work, and I finish with it, I promise, what is the real, for me, the real mean of the step three? For me, the step three is a prayer. But I built this prayer with my life. When I close my eyes and I said, God, oh my God, I always want to do your will. It's something that comes from another place in my heart, in my life. It's not that the first time that I did this prayer, but now I am telling the truth. I am feeling this prayer. And when you can, this is my experience, when you can write this prayer, step three prayer, I mean, when your experience with all of this paraphrasing experience, you can write a tremendous prayer. Because it's like between you and your best friend. Like you have, let's see what happened here. And this is my experience with step three. Thank you.
You can sit right there, though. Don't leave me. It'll just be a minute. Because I'm going to read from page 63, the promises of the program. When we consider we sincerely took such a position, all sorts of remarkable things followed. We had a new employer. Being all-powerful, he provided what we needed if we kept close to him and performed his work well. Established on such a footing, we became less and less interested in ourselves, our little plans and designs. More and more, we became interested in seeing what we could contribute to life. As we felt new power flow in, as we enjoyed peace of mind, as we discovered we could face life successfully, as we became conscious of His presence, we began to lose our fear of today, tomorrow, or the hereafter. We were reborn. So thank you so much, Viviana, for shedding light on step three with us today.